Hey y'all, welcome to the Wi-Fi and a Dream podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Selvaringaraju, and the Wi-Fi and a Dream podcast is where I help businesses deal with the demands of email marketing, social media posting, engaging with ideal audiences, advertising online, all while sharing real life stories about my struggles and triumphs as a work from home mom. So if you're trying to do the home thing and the mom thing and the work thing, and you're just hustling to get all your goals met, then grab a cup of coffee, settle in for the Wi-Fi and a Dream podcast. Hey guys, so it's Sarah here. It is the 1st of February, and I want to come to you and talk about something a little bit different today. I want to talk to you about why being on social media is so important for small businesses. I primarily work in my digital marketing business with small businesses, mostly solo business owners, and I know that it's so hard to stay on top of their social media, that I hear it day in, day out. It's so hard. What do I put online? How do I get time? Can I schedule it ahead? I mean, we're not talking about ads. We're not talking about creating like some elaborate system. We're just talking about posting on a regular basis. So I want to talk today about why it is so important to make this a priority. So number one reason, you get to show your customer base what you're all about. Okay. Number one, you get to show your customers what you're all about on social media. The days of being the local one-stop shop, it's gone. They're not coming back. People just don't call the town handyman anymore. There are dozens of options for every business. So it's important to show your customers who you are, what you stand for, and that you can be trusted with their business. So for example, take the local rants, raves, and reviews group in my town. Someone posted about a really good Philly cheesesteak sandwich at a local Stop and Shop, like a gas station. Within 2 weeks, they were so busy at lunch hour that the wait was over an hour long. Why? Because the word of mouth that came from social media was more than a conversation you have with your neighbor. So nowadays, instead of telling one person about the awesome cheesesteak that you had for lunch, you can go online and tell 500 people at the same time. So if you have a quality service or product and the word gets out online, you'd better be online to greet them, or the next person in line will get all the glory. If somebody talks about you online, about how you have an awesome cheesesteak, if you're not there to greet them and say, come on in, then the next person in line is going to be on there saying, well, evidently they don't care what you have to say, but we do. We'll give you a free cheesesteak if you come to our other shop. Whatever. You have to be where your customer base is, and that is on social media. Number two, you can respond to complaints immediately. Most people will not completely blast a company online, but some people will. And if you're there to apologize and make it right within an hour or two, it'll limit the spread. However, if you're not online to find out about it, your bad review will stay in cyberspace forever. The critics and the observers who are watching have serious respect for a customer owner who will show up, address a problem, offer a solution instead of ignoring it and hoping it'll go away. So if you're not on social media to see the bad stuff that's being said about your business, then people are just going to assume that you don't care. And that's the opposite of what's true, right? So the next thing, your competition is on social media. It's just like any other type of advertisement. If you're not present and someone else is, your business will not get the recognition it deserves. You may be the best in town, but if you're not there to receive the recognition, it'll go to somewhere else. If you're right there with your competition or communicating with them, then you will be continually upping your game, in return, increasing your business's bottom line. Because here's the deal. If you're on social media and your competition is there as well, and somebody talks about how amazing your burgers are, And then your competition comes in and says, you know, if you think their burgers are good, you should try our burgers. And then your response is, there's enough burgers to go around. Their burgers are awesome. Also awesome. We appreciate your business no matter where you go. Oh my gosh, that will speak volumes about you as a person, you as a brand, you as a company, and it will earn you points. Number four, it will increase your business sales. Obviously, if you're posting and interacting with your customer base on a regular basis, you'll be in the front of their minds when it comes time to use your service or buy your product. Just today, I was talking to my husband about needing to paint the living room. I mentioned a handyman I'd seen online a few times and said, I'll contact him on Facebook. In addition to adding yourself to the mind of your customers, you can also offer incentives that keep your online following coming back for more. It's like an exclusive club. They'll feel like you're offering a coupon code that only they know about. But you know, everybody will see it. And then the last point, and the biggest one, it is free. That's right. You can create your visuals using Canva, free. Create a newsletter using MailChimp, free. Post on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn, all free. Write a blog on WordPress.com. That's free. The only thing it costs you is time. The gigantic advertising budgets of yesteryear, they're gone. They're of no value online. If you can connect with your customer, offer them a personal, specialized experience with you, and give value, you will win their loyalty and urge them to share it with others. So you need a customer base online, on social media. If you don't have one, then you are missing out on tons of business and you will not grow. And unfortunately, you'll die faster. I hope you guys have a great weekend and I'll talk to you next time. Hey, so if you enjoyed this podcast, please come hang out with me online at Sarah Selvering Garaju on Facebook or on Instagram. I'll see you there.